What's up, K-State Nation? Another edition of the PPPD starts right now. Kind of a sort of emergency one. Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State, coming at you on this Friday night, February 10th, 2023. Yeah, brain freeze there for a second there. Coming to you on this Friday evening real quick here before I wrap up my Friday evening here. When I wrap this up, episode 144 of the Pearl Project Podcast Weekly will be out. So definitely check that out, where we talked about myself and my co-host Alex Ain. We talked about the all of a sudden pop-up of Colin Klein talking with Notre Dame and Marcus Freeman, the head coach over there, about the OC position. Well, we got news today on that, folks. Colin Klein, good news. K-State Nation, Colin Klein, staying put right here in Manhattan, Kansas, as it should be. Look, my first reaction to this, and I don't want to give what I said away. I really didn't say much about it on that episode, but I'm going to say something here. Because look, that threw me off guard. I saw it when I first heard or read the news on Klein and him possibly, or not, I shouldn't say possibly, or looking into the Notre Dame OC position vacant left by Tommy Reese, who left for the Alabama, same thing, same position for the Alabama OC, which he took that, of course, under legendary coach Nick Saban. Of course, the last time K-State was on the football field, lost to in the All-State Sugar Bowl, but I digress on that. But the Colin Klein look, I was a little surprised about that. That's from what Alex Ain said on an episode, recorded episode 144 last night. We'll be out soon as I wrap up with this daily primetime emergency daily here. That look, it threw us a curveball there. Yeah, I did not see that coming. It was even really announced. I didn't really see it. Now, again, I'm at work, so I'm not really paying attention to what's going on. Unless, you know, I get a notification from like ESPN or something related about K-State, I have to look for it on my K-State Twitter. So, I did not really see it until mid-afternoon yesterday about it. And, yeah, it threw me for a little curveball. I have to admit that. Like, not really what you would think. Not what you think Colin Klein would do in that spot. Take interview. I wonder if Chris Klieman had anything to do with it, or was it just Colin Klein's initial? Yeah, because I didn't get anything about that. Unless Chris Klieman gave the all go on that there, which I hope he did. Other than that, I thought, yeah, it was a very curveball move there by Colin Klein there to go over there. And obviously, K-State and Notre Dame have little ties through this recruiting battle. Obviously, we all know what Dylan Edwards there for a moment. Dylan Edwards thought he was a good fit over there, apparently. And then, of course, he finally landed with CU, a.k.a. Colorado. And then, of course, Notre Dame was really, 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 really high on trying to snap Avery Johnson. And was that a play to get Colin Klein over there, hire him over there? And of course, yeah, Notre Dame, they're one of the, if you want to say, I don't want to put them with this word, but blue bloods in all college football. One of the iconic names in the NCAA, when it comes to college football anyways. But yeah, I was a little thrown off a little bit by that when I saw it, because I had to look at another source. Y'all joking around here, the way the social media goes nowadays, y'all joking around. So I had to look around, and indeed it was come to fruition. Alex, my co-host, was not too pleased. You will hear it on this week's edition of the Pearl Project Podcast. So I definitely wanted to come on, since that was the first topic of discussion on this week's Pearl Project Podcast Weekly, that we have an answer. K-State Nation, we have an answer. Colin Klein back, as he should be, back where he belongs, returning to K-State, the home of the Big 12 the Big 12 champions from last fall, the K-State Wildcats here. They will be defending. And why not, man? We got something going over here right now. Why would you leave? That is the other question here. Obviously, Colin Klein, you have been the face or one of the faces of K-State football for a very long time, since you really came on the scene as a sophomore quarterbacking here. And I was there when in his playing days. Yes, I'm dating myself, I know. But yeah, I was there in person as a student, as a fan/student of this program. So definitely watching his rise up from the backup quarterback, you know, don't know how to throw the football till a Heisman finalist, and now working his way up to be a quarterback's coach, and now your offensive coordinator for Chris Klieman in the defending Big 12 champions now. So the rise has been up there. He has a tremendous, a wonderful family, obviously. So that, yeah, I couldn't put a figure on that for sure, but I'm glad he's staying here and not going over there. Notre Dame continues to poach for whatever reason there. But, yeah, I thought that was interesting in what Alex said on this week's edition of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, that, you know, you think you get two for one, that double play, right? You get one, you get the other, right? Because Colin Klein invested heavily on the recruitment. Or really, Avery Johnson sought him out. But it was really the two of them and their great connection. And, of course, Avery is on campus now taking classes and going to practice and whatnot, getting stronger, getting fitter, getting more stronger, and doing all that, call it what college football young recruits do, doing what recruits do, right? So but, yeah, that's been obviously the topic of discussion, obviously, with Thad Ward leaving, going back to his – going packing his bags, going right back to Illinois where he came from. So, but yeah, the story, it was stirred because I didn't really hear much about it until stumbling on Twitter late yesterday afternoon. I'm like, what's going on here? So, yeah, that was confusing. With all the momentum that you continuing to build in that snowball here, I was very thrown off. But yeah, Colin Klein, it was announced earlier this morning that it made official. Buy on three, and then ESPN confirmed it as well. Colin Klein staying put here in Manhattan, Kansas, staying right back here, Manhattan, Kansas, as the OC, offensive coordinator for Chris Klieman and the Big 12 champions, Cats of 2022 last season. So that's huge news coming from Manhattan. And yeah, no one else, I don't think. Not even maybe I didn't download the recent edition of the Power Cat podcast, and I will early next week, and maybe they mention it. I don't know. I know 3Mall, they will come out with something with it for sure. I know that for much. So I'm interested to hear what the fellas will have to say on that podcast as well. That's a great listen as well. Make sure you also listen and subscribe there. I know I'm bugging another podcast, but it's okay because I listen to that. But also, make sure you also subscribe to this podcast, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State, from football to men's basketball to men's golf. We got it all covered here on the Pro Project Podcast. I almost said my other podcast, but yeah. So, yeah, Colin Klein just made a statement, said, hell no, I'm staying right here put. Where I belong, and he should. You are one of the premier faces of this university in the athletic department, at least anyways, and we'll see how that goes. But Colin Klein definitely was found a niche in the second half of the year this past year there, when obviously throwing the ball downfield was an issue early, and then that got corrected quickly when I probably say the Oklahoma game. From then on, it was spot on there as well. And of course, we all know what happened to Adrian, and then Will Howard really, really, really stepped up his game, and boy, he took some huge steps to the quarterback he is now. And Chris Klieman and the crew had it all right all along. So credit to those guys, Chris Klieman, Will Howard, and the rest of the offensive staff there as well. But huge news coming from Manhattan earlier today. Colin Klein will remain right here in Manhattan, Kansas, K-State offensive coordinator heading in to 2023 season, folks. So definitely in. Another thing here, no, don't, kind of slightly rambling here, but yeah, Gene Taylor, from what it's been seen, I probably hop on the Alex bandwagon here as well. Definitely on the Alex bandwagon as well. Gonna have to find a way to pay these assistants here, because if K-State continues to trend where they've been trending, especially from the Big 12 championship we got last fall, then they're going to have to come up with something. GTA is going to have to come up with a good game plan to retain the assistants here at K-State. And, yeah, I didn't even know anything about that Notre Dame coming and trying to wrestle away Colin Klein until yesterday. So, that came out of kind of right field a little bit. But, hey, the main story is it is final, official. Klein remains the offensive coordinator here at K-State, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it! Wherever you get your podcast, folks. If you're listening, this is your first time listening, welcome on board and thank you for listening. First off, if you like what you're hearing, second step, if you have not already, subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast. We get weeklies, dailies. We post almost K-State content daily. I say 6 days a week, but we post pretty much every day. And this is going to get moved in. I'm going to have to move a daily around now to the primetime slot of tomorrow. This will be out first thing in the morning. So because of the episode 144 coming out tonight, so you're going to hear that version of frustration, not happy on Alex's front. And then tomorrow you're going to hear the good news, folks, on this podcast where Colin Klein deciding to turn that Notre Dame job down and remain here at K-State as the OC, offensive coordinator, for those who don't know as well. So, yeah, if you have a question, anything related to Colin Klein decision to stay put, we'd love to hear from you. If you have Twitter, you can find me at Eddie_EG3, at Eddie_EG3. If you do submit a question to me, you might be have a chance to be on a future weekly. Just throwing it out there as well. So definitely make sure you subscribe to the Pro Project Podcast. But that's going to do it on this so-called emergency pod edition of the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. Eddie Greer, go Cats, home of the Big 12 champs, K-State Wildcats in football. Go Cats.